Good morning. I am so glad to see so many people here. We were expecting that at this time in the morning and the last day of the conference we will have maybe we lack three people or four, but I am really surprised and grateful that you are here. So good morning. Why is not moving? I know I'm moving the using the right button. Yeah, it's a PDF. Yeah, so.
You have to click on this little right there.
Oh, here, wait. What is it?
Right down here.
Yeah. You there? And then just use the normal?
No, you
have to click. Oh, I have to click always here? Okay. Well, I think I pass. I have no disclosure like my previous colleagues here. I would like to start by talking a little bit about the organization that I represent, which is the National Alliance for Hispanic Health, and we are the largest and the oldest network of health and human services organizations and provide a professional serving 10 million Hispanics in the United States. Our mission is to improve the health of Hispanic communities and work with others to secure health for all. We are guided by three main principles. Since we were founded in 1973, we represent all Hispanic groups, being the Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans, Cuban Americans, Central and South Americans. We recognize that this is a one large ethnic group that is also very diverse in terms of race, size, shapes, and you name it, but we all have a similar, the same language, which is Spanish, that we unified us. The Alliance is very dedicated to community-based solutions, and we really believe that communities can create change on their own, and also with the support of other and collaborations and support from others. And we don't receive any funding from tobacco or alcohol or any of the subsidiaries. And we also do not receive funding from sugar-sweetened beverage either. We stay to the principle of health. Before I talk about the Know Your Dose coalition, I'm going to give a little bit background about the issue of acetaminophen. And I also would like to say that I think my presentation is the example of a successful collaboration, and I assume that's what I'm last, because my previous presenters lay out the background for what is a collaboration and how to succeed on doing one of those. This is basically an example of one a successful collaboration in a Hispanic community. So the acetaminophen is the most common drug ingredient in America, and it's also known as paracetamol or APAP when it's given in prescription medications. Acetaminophen is found in more than 600 prescription and over-the-counter medicines, including pain relievers, fever reducers, cough medicine, colds, sleep aids, etc. When it's used as directed, it is safe and effective, but it's also a limit of how much acetaminophen you can take on a daily basis, which is 4,000 milligrams a day. And taking more than directed is an overdose and can lead to liver damage, and this is probably, at the end, the most important part of our campaign. In 2020, a diverse group of organizations, including consumer organizations, health professionals, clinicians, created the Acetaminophen Awareness Coalition. And by 2011, the Acetaminophen Awareness Coalition created the Know Your Dose campaign with the purpose to educate communities on the safe use of acetaminophen. And by 2012, the coalition invited the alliance to partner with the main organizations that founded the coalition to support the development of the Know Your Dose campaign in Hispanic communities. So the main objective of the of the Hispanic of our organization participating in this campaign was to develop the framework for the Know Your Dose campaign in Hispanic communities, and really to design the culturally and linguistically appropriate content to promote the safe use of the medication in our communities throughout the country. So we basically, in order to meet that objective, we conducted an environmental scan of the resources and the research available on the issue regarding Hispanics, and we found out that there was very little or almost nothing except for one previous research that the coalition had done, and that's why they decided that they needed to bring in the Hispanic organizations to support the campaign. We also conducted community panel discussions in three cities, and I'll talk about that. I think that's going to be the main part of the presentation. And we also supported the design and dissemination of resources throughout the community-based organizations and pharmaceutical pharmacies. To really disseminate the message. And then we support the development of new partnerships to increase the reach of the coalition. So we have four main objectives when developing the or preparing for the community panel discussions. We wanted to find out the general use of medications among the Hispanics for over-the-counter and also for prescription medications. We wanted to find out the knowledge, the attitudes, and behaviors regarding the use of acetaminophen. And we wanted to support and provide recommendations on communication platforms to reach Hispanics more effectively. And we also test some of the resources that had been previously developed by the campaign and supported the development of the culturally appropriate messages for the Hispanic community. So we selected three sites to conduct the community panel discussions in San Diego, San Antonio, and Miami. And by selecting these three communities, we ensured that we had representation of all the Hispanic subgroups. And we work with community-based organizations in the three cities to conduct the community panel discussions. To ensure that the consistency in the data that we were collecting throughout the panel discussions, we developed a protocol that included the guidelines for the local coordinators to prepare and organize the panel discussions, included the criteria that they needed to follow to recruit the participants, which were consumers and also healthcare providers. And we also provided the guidelines for the facilitators or the moderators that were for in English and Spanish as the panel discussions for the consumers were done in Spanish and for the healthcare providers were done in English. However, they were serving Hispanics, so most of them were bilingual too. And we followed the criteria for the selection of participants. Basically, we wanted the participants to be of Hispanic origin, have taken medications 6 months before the panel discussions, and none known each other. We prefer that participants come not with family members. We also, in order to collect some more data, we conducted a pretest to assess the knowledge of the participants regarding the use of the medications, And to collect some demographic data to have some more information on who participated in the panel discussions. And of course, we conducted the panels with consumers and providers. Regarding the use of medication, the participants indicated that they use over-the-counter medications on a regular basis, but do not know if they contain acetaminophen or APAP, as I said, is the other way of name it. They don't know because they do not read the labels. We also learned that the participants have very dangerous behaviors. They combine either two medicines that contain acetaminophen, which is one way of getting an overdose, or they combine alcohol with acetaminophen. And as one participant told us, it's so easy, I just go have fun and have a few drinks, and then I take a Tylenol, couple Tylenols, and I'll be as good as new in the morning. So that, is immediately an overdose and have nocive effects for the liver. We also learned that they are not aware of alternative names for acetaminophen, and they also disregard the dosage instructions. Some of the participants said, well, I am a big man, I'm a big person, so I can actually take two or three at the same time, so that is not going to affect me. In terms of the knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors, we really, for the most part, there were only probably a couple, two out of the 37 participants in consumer participants that knew about the correct use of acetaminophen because the healthcare providers have told them. But for the most part, the other participants didn't know the correct use of acetamin, which is not taking two at the same time, two medications that contain acetaminophen at the same time, not following the recommendations in terms of the timing of the taking the medicine. They didn't know the alternative names, I already mentioned that, and they didn't know the consequences of an overdose. Many indicated that the consequences were for your organs will suffer and there will be damage, but they didn't know exactly what, in my organs in general. Many indicated that the liver was affected versus the kidneys, I'm sorry, versus the liver, which is what gets affected by the excessive use of acetaminophen. There was also confusion between acetaminophen and ibuprofen. People believe that it was the same thing, and so they take one and the other one without any restrictions. And I just mentioned the misconceptions about overdoses with acetaminophen. And the other thing is that they recognize the name brands of the medications, but not the chemical name that appears in the label. So that was another thing that they provided recommendations on. After we assessed the knowledge of the participants, we presented the issue of acetaminophen to them. This is what it is, and these are the consequences of an overdose, and this is how you're supposed to take it, etc. So they were very surprised, and so there was a learning experience for them. So based on that, they recommended for the campaign to always include include messages that read encourage the consumer to read and follow the label recommendations. Also include messages to encourage the consumer to know If medicines contain acetaminophen, and never take two medicines that contain acetaminophen at the same time. Those were the three main messages that they saw that they were very important to give to the community. In terms of the communication platform, we were very surprised. Most of our participants use social media and other digital media. And those that were not very familiar, they use it by proxy. They have either grandchildren or children that help them with finding information in the internet. So it is one platform that easily can be used in our community. But they also recognize that the differences in the community regarding the reading levels, regarding access to digital media, and they recommended that television, radio, word of mouth, and other written materials be developed. A variety of resources should be available to reach all different kinds of population. And they also suggested that the written materials should be simple, should be short, concise, with vivid colors, no black and white, and large print and a lot of pictures. And they also indicated that since the providers are trusted by the consumer, the providers should be also encouraged to participate in the campaign. So the recommendations after the panel discussions and the environmental scan is to there are a few recommendations to use effective communication platforms, like I just previously discussed. Use the language of preference and the literacy levels of the target population. Include the recommendation to include a label in the materials or of any kind, you know, being digital or written, to include a label indicating how the acetaminophen is actually portrayed in the medications, so the community could learn about it. And also provide information on the different names of the abbreviations and of the acetaminophen. Use entertainment education, maybe novelas, they said that will be a good way to provide that information. And also have very clear messages that there are liver damage and other side effects because of the not following the recommendations of the use of the medications. And use cultural values such as family members supporting each other to avoid dangerous behaviors. Recommendations from providers, it's not a for provider, from providers. Like I mentioned, we also had community panel discussions with providers that included general practitioners, nurses, physicians, assistants, etc. We had a group of two groups, totaling 21 providers. They were very surprised, first of all, that the Hispanic community is very much engaged in digital communication. They thought that we were not really using any of these. So they said, please let us know what the community uses so we also can help with the campaign. But they were very interested in supporting the campaign and informing the consumers or their patients. So they said some of the messages that you should include in your resources is to encourage the consumers, to ask the provider and the pharmacy about acetaminophen. Emphasize the importance of avoiding risky behaviors such as using alcohol and acetaminophen at the same time. They also said, please tell the consumers to share with us all the medications that they are taking as we could better explain to them their use. I already mentioned the social media and use health advertisement education on television in waiting rooms. They felt like that was, for those that had those systems in their practices, they felt like this was very effective and helpful for the giving health education. They also suggested to maximize the potential of current phone messaging systems by providing reminders and text messaging, emails to the patients on safe use, and also they said to include place materials in all pharmacies and clinics will be very helpful to increase the reach of the education campaign. So, in conclusion, after the recommendations and the panel discussions, the coalition developed some materials. We developed poster and we developed some of these and some others that I'm going to leave here for you. But as you can see, they're very colorful, simple, as they requested. Includes the label, the Spanish version includes the label, and it has the main recommendations that the community discussed. So we had a wide distribution of these resources. We work with pharmacies in 10 states with the highest volume of Hispanic populations, and we with community-based organizations which are trusted in the community to do the word of mouth and the health education in the community. Actually, I didn't do the link for the video. It's not connected, but it's another way a simple way of giving out the message. So with that, I think I am done. Thank you. I'm going to leave this here for if anybody interested in getting some information on the issue.
So I want to invite all the folks who spoke to come up and give a hand for Magdalena.